the right message at the right time. No one can imagine, recounted Daniels later, the eagerness with which I read the documents that had come in the mail while we were in the midst of our discussions. There was a most positive testimony regarding the dangerous errors that were taught in the Living Temple, Ibid. The message had come just at the crisis hour. As he read, his eyes fell on these words. I have something to say to our teachers in reference to the new book The Living Temple. Be careful how you sustain the sentiments of this book regarding the personality of God. As the Lord presence matters to me, these sentiments do not bear the endorsement of God. They are a snare that the enemy has prepared for these last days. We need not the mysticism that is in this book. Those who entertain these sophistries will soon find themselves in a position where the enemy can talk with them, and lead them away from God. It is represented to me that the writer of this book is on a false track. He has lost sight of the distinguishing truths for this time. He knows not whither his steps are tending. The track of truth lies close beside the track of error, and both tracks may seem to be one to minds which are not worked by the Holy Spirit, and which, therefore, are not quick to discern the difference between truth and error. In the visions of the night, this matter was clearly presented to me before a large number. One of authority was speaking. The speaker held up Living Temple, saying, "In this book there are statements that the writer himself does not comprehend. Many things are stated in a vague, undefined way. Statements are made in such a way that nothing is sure. And this is not the only production of the kind that will be urged upon the people. Fanciful views will be presented by many minds. What we need to know at this time is, what is the truth that will enable us to win the salvation of our souls?" The entire manuscript of 7 pages was devoted to this subject and was published in a second document, which Daniels also read, was addressed to leaders in our medical work, and dealt with medical missionary work, the control of medical institutions, and pantheism. The next morning, church leaders assembled for their council. After the prayer, Elder Daniels arose and told the leaders he had received 2 important messages from Sister White. Everyone was eager to hear them. They sat in thoughtful silence while he read. As statement after statement setting forth the falsity of the teachings of the Living Temple was presented to the assembly, many loud amens were heard and tears flowed freely. At that moment the tide was turned. As the reading ended, one of the ministers arose and stated that he felt impressed to ask all who proposed to take a firm stand with Sister White in this great struggle, to arise to their feet. Nearly every person in the room arose, AGD to EGW, October 20, 1903. At this session of the council, Dr. Kellogg responded favorably, saying that he accepted the testimony and that he would modify the wording in the Living Temple dealing with theological matters. But his statements were rather erratic and changeable. His attitude alternated, and it finally turned out that the doctor never really changed. So overwhelmed was Elder Daniels with these events that he could not refrain from mentioning them again and again in his correspondence in the days that followed. On Monday morning, October 20th, he wrote to Ellen White. "Never were messages from God more needed than at this very time, and never were messages sent from Him to His people more to the point than those you have sent to us. They have been exactly what we have needed, and have come at just the right time from day to day in our council. You can never know, unless the Lord Himself causes you to know it, what a great blessing your communication regarding the Living Temple has been to us. It came at just the right time exactly," Ibid.